Let's reflect a little on Paul's final journey to Jerusalem. In chapter 19 of the book of Acts, Paul signals his decision to go to Rome via Jerusalem. And in chapter 20, Luke reveals that Paul felt compelled to go to Jerusalem by the Holy Spirit, even if it meant that he was to die there for the sake of Jesus. Let me briefly enter an aside. We live in an age of religious terrorism, in which some consider it good to die for what they think their faith wants in actions of killing others. This is not the way of Christ Jesus. He died to give others life. It certainly was not Paul's intention. The gospel is the way of the cross, not the way of the gun. Whereas the family and friends of terrorists often urge them on to kill others and themselves, Paul's Christian family increasingly urged him as he journeyed to Jerusalem not to go there for fear of his meeting suffering and death. The Ephesian elders weep as they let him go, bereft because they know they will not see him again. The Tyrrhenian disciples, knowing in their spirit that he will suffer in Jerusalem, urge him not to go. Perhaps they hoped that God would find another way if Paul avoided the way he had been given. But Paul remains resolute. Then Agabus comes to Philip's house, and through his warning words, the disciples plead with Paul not to go. A question. What do you think Paul the person is like? A zealous man, immovably committed to his chosen course. A clever man, yet steeped in attitudes that put teaching above feelings. He can think well, but not feel well. How does your picture of Paul relate to what we see here, and indeed further on in his journey to Rome? Luke reveals to us a man who is not so learned that he's above feelings. He's not a stoic doing what must be done, whatever the pain it brings. He's a man deeply touched by his companion's compassion, yet also a man who feels their compassion as a temptation. So he bursts out asking, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart?" Their concern pounds at the door of his commitment to Jesus. They would break him down. They would have him not go. Sometimes the greatest temptation we face are not expressed in the lures of the world, of wealth, fame and achievement, or whatever they may be, but in the fears, the worries, the concerns of those who love us. And that can be hard when those who love us do not share our love of the Lord. They don't appreciate our commitment. They don't understand our service. They feel caught up in a competition for our love. They may even demand the terrible choice. It's us or Jesus. It can't be both. Yet how much stronger the temptation when fellow Christians plead with us to act differently for their fear of the suffering we are liable to face. See, the fears of Paul's Christian friends were a battering ram against the convictions of his heart, and Paul was deeply affected. "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart?" I see his question as an appeal to them to see that his thinking, his feelings, his actions are bonded to a deeper love than the love of himself, to his love for Christ Jesus. As lovers often do, he discounts the value of his own life to be true to the one he loves. The disciples' resounding, responding cry, "The Lord's will be done," is not to be a hapless surrender to divine fate, but a profound recognition of the greatest importance. When the cross of our faith challenges our life choices, the only way through is to surrender to the Lord's will in faithful, trusting love. Here, Paul's personal experience validates the truth of what he had by now written to the church in Rome in chapters 8, verses 38 to 39. Familiar words. "I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let me ask you this also. What do you think? Was going to Jerusalem for Jesus easy for Paul? Was going to Gethsemane for us easy for Jesus? Is Christ's call to take up our cross for him easy for us? How did Paul do it? How indeed did Jesus do it? How might we do it? Well, perhaps like anything difficult, we learn how to do it by progressing in easier steps, by perseverance, and by a deep desire to succeed, a motive worth making a sacrifice for. Taking up our challenge of going to Jerusalem for Jesus flows from a host of earlier sacrifices of our love for him. In the end, the only motive that really counts, the sacrifices of our love for him, of giving up Sundays to meet with others in worship, of giving up TV time or family time to clean the church, or attend a meeting to learn about Jesus, or to lead the church, or to practice worship, or to run an activity of outreaching love. In our own time, in our own lives, Christ's love for us invites us, like Paul, to set aside the worth of our own lives, to do the work he gives each of us for the gospel of his grace. May the Lord's will be done in our lives and in our life together. In his name, amen.